It's Tuesday, November 19th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Once again, Australian rugby player Israel Folau is receiving strong persecution from media and political figures in his country after he pointed to the brush fires as signs of God's judgment, reports The Guardian. In a recent sermon preached at a church in Sydney, picked up by the media, Folau warned the nation to repent of its recent decisions to legalize child killing and homosexual marriage, both of which were enacted nationwide over the last year.
These droughts, all these things have come in a short period of time. You think it's a coincidence or not? God is speaking to you guys, Australia. You need to repent and turn, take these laws and turn it back into following what is right by God, what God says in His Word.
Folau also said, quote, "This generation is full of arrogance and full of pride. They want to turn their back on God," end quote. He was attacked by the BBC, The Guardian, CNN, The Washington Post, and The Daily Mail. Jesus said, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you, and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Christian bakers are discriminated against in the United States through persecution from homosexuals. But it's worse in Pakistan. International Christian Concern reports that an 18-year-old Christian working at Aman Bakery in Sialkot, Pakistan, was murdered on September 24th by his co-workers because he was a Christian. A video of Akash Mas's body indicated that he had been tortured to death. However, according to his father, Sarwar Massa, the Pakistani police and local courts refused to investigate the case thus far. More vicious persecution against Christians is coming from the Mexican drug cartels. An evangelical pastor and Christian singer, Salvador Morales, was shot and killed on the streets of Juarez over the weekend. Since 2012, ChristianStack.com counts 27 pastors killed in Mexico. The Anglican Church of Canada is still losing members fast, down from 7% of the population in 1960 to 1% of the population in 2017, according to a report provided by the General Synod. Only 0.3% of the Canadian population are tithing church